Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Amazing positive things to share with you today on ABQ Connect. I want to tell you about the kindness campaign that Calvary Albuquerque has been running so far. In the last few weeks, we have 723 donations, over 305 deliveries of goods out to people that have need and have expressed those needs. And we've had 123 people come by 4001 Osuna to pick up things that they need. So the kindness campaign really doing a good job, and we appreciate all those donations. And I will tell you, they will all go to good use. I know that Steve Smotherman has shared with us that they're doing a lot too. Daniel McCabe, his second in charge out at Legacy, they have a lot of things going on where they're meeting the needs of people and delivering food and delivering toilet paper and other things that you might need. I've got to tell you, I was really laughing right before we came on the air because my producer, Tim Fuller, he's a young guy, 19 years old, going to the University of New Mexico, and he's talking to me about something from the 1990s. And his verbiage is that's before his time, and he's talking to me like that's the dark ages, 30 years ago. Well, I got to tell you something. 1990s wasn't that long ago. So, Tim, you better buck up, buddy, because you're going to see in another 20 years when people are talking about the 2020s as though it was the dark ages, you're going to wake up, my friend. Hey, we're joined today on the program by Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, and it's always my favorite thing to talk about food. Jennifer, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Wow, you sound good. This is a Skype connection. It sounds so good. It sounds like you're in studio.
I'm using my headphones today, so I think that makes a big difference.
Well, before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about homeschooling or going through. I guess you're getting some support from the schools via some presentations and meetings, but you're really having to act like a teacher and mom and wife. That's not that's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, it's a lot of jobs. And I think the proper term is, and a lot of my homeschooling friends would agree with me when I say that this is not homeschool, this is crisis schooling because, you know, none of us had a chance to prepare for any of this. Mm. And so, you know, we're all doing the best we can. And I, you know, shout out to the teachers too. I have felt so, you know, supported in this time where, you know, I am doing a lot more work than usual with school, but my teachers are so willing to help me with all the things. So
that's
anyway, if you're a teacher and you're listening, just, you know, thanks for all the work that you're doing.
Jennifer Bryant has a company called Nourish Nutrition Counseling. She has a website that is the same, nourishnutritioncounseling.com, and she offers insight and coaching to people about how to eat right and not about diets, but about developing habits and things that put you on a road to health. And Jennifer, you've got a bunch of fancy initials after your name. I got to ask you about those. MS, RD, LD, CDE. What's all that mean?
Sure. So MS is, I have my Master's of Science in Nutrition. I actually got that from the University of New Mexico here. So that's
good to hear you're an old Lobo.
What? Sorry, Jim.
I'm glad you're an old Lobo. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm a Lobo. So that is what that one is. And then RD and LD are similar. I'm a registered dietitian and I'm a licensed dietitian. Mm. And so New Mexico is one of the states that requires you to have a license to practice as a dietitian. And so that does a lot of things, but the major thing that does is it helps to protect the consumer against, you know, just false information or, you know, care that's not 100%. So I think that's actually a good thing in many ways. And then the last one is I am a certified diabetes educator, which they have actually recently changed that. And I don't remember what the new acronym is, but it means the same thing. We go through a process where we have 1,000 hours of practicing with clients and patients and doing diabetes education. And then we have a lengthy exam that we have to pass to get that credential. So
Jennifer, does that qualify you and give you the experience to meet with people that both have type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Yes, yes, definitely. And so one of the things that I do with that credential, which I love, is I don't have obviously prescription authority because I'm not a doctor, mm-hmm. but I do have an authority to make recommendations to doctors on how to change the medication or the insulin. And in many cases, I have, more significant experience and more knowledge than especially some of the primary care doctors in that area. So that's a fun thing for me to do. I really enjoy doing that.
Well, you helped put together a bunch of topics today. Today on the show, we're going to talk about how to involve kids in cooking, healthier snack options. We're going to talk about other factors that help with overall health, sleep, stress, exercise, etc. I want to ask you a little bit about supplements. I'm trying one right now that's a probiotic, and want to ask you about that and how you evaluate those type of things. Want to ask you about how supplements might be necessary, especially if you're on some type of medication. Is there testing available to determine? So we've got a whole list of things we're going to talk about today. So let's start with, we all have our kids at home. And in your case, you have young kids. How do you involve mm-hmm. your kids in getting interested in cooking?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that I have really, I really love having my kids home most of the time. but one of the things I really enjoyed about it is really teaching them life skills, right? And so cooking is definitely one of those. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that my kids have really enjoyed, my son is 9 now, and so he's at that point where he's really starting to eat a lot, you know, and I know that this is just the beginning, right? Some of mm-hmm. you with older boys are probably chuckling right now, just thinking, just wait for a couple more years.
Oh yeah, you have no idea. I have 2 sons, both all grown now, but yeah, yep. But I have to tell you, the girls didn't eat a lot less because they were all really active. I have 5
right.
children. So
yeah,
the metabolisms when they get to be around 13 off mm-hmm. the chart.
Yep. So I know that that's coming. I know this is just the beginning. But one of the things that I have really enjoyed and they have enjoyed as well, I think, is they have been helping me cook some of their favorite meals. Mm. So, you know, they've both picked, you know, 2 or 3 foods that they really enjoy or dinner meals that they really enjoy. And they have both learned to at least help prepare those. My daughter is 6, and so she's not at the point where obviously she can cook the whole meal. But my son, he picked a couple of dinners that he really enjoys making, and he can actually do most of it. So that's really nice. And then what I'll do is I'll let them, you know, pick 1 or 2 meals during the week for the meal planning, and then they either get to help prepare that meal, or in Joshua's case, he gets to prepare most of the meal. And so that's been really fun. And then, you know, they enjoy that more too because they like that food and they're looking forward to that meal. And that's one of the things too, I think probably most people would agree with me here, is that I think it's been really, really sweet and nice just to sit down at the dinner table with the family almost every night, you mm-hmm. know, during this stay at home order. I think, you know, our family tries to do that fairly regularly anyway, but of course we're doing it even more so right now. And that's been a really nice time. The other thing that I would say about involving kids is that a lot of times it's really great to grow your own food. Mm. And I know a lot more people are doing that right now too, just because, you know, trying to get out to the store a little bit less often and things like that. But planting a garden is a really great way to get them involved, and especially with trying new foods and new vegetables. It's so fun to have the children help plant and then water it every day and watch it grow, and to the point where it's actually producing, you know, a food that you can eat. And then they get to eat it, they get to try it with you, and they really, really enjoy that. So that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, but you have to have a green thumb. I mean, I don't know. My dad used to plant these tomato plants, and he'd get these massive beefsteak tomatoes. I mean, these things were just huge. They'd bend the plant over, and he had to put one of those wire cages around it so that the plant could even stand up. When I grow tomatoes, I get these little tiny, like, about the same size as a cherry tomato, but they're not cherry tomatoes.
They're not supposed to be that
way. No, they're not supposed to be that way.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of tricks. It's definitely a little harder here in New Mexico to grow good food. You definitely have to have some kind of way to provide nutrients to your plants, because our soil here, it's really rocky, sandy, both depending on what part of town you live in. And so you do have to be a little bit careful, with how you're planting and what you're feeding your garden. We actually have, composting worms. They live in a little house on the side of our house. And, we feed them our vegetable scraps and our peels and our coffee grounds and our shredded paper and all of those things. And they actually make really good fertilizer. And so that's kind of my little secret into how I make my garden actually grow, is I have the composting worms. They're called red wigglers.
Wow. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I bet you're going to get some calls or you're going to get some emails about the red wigglers. Jennifer, while we're going through all of this, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So you mentioned my website earlier. That's probably the best way, actually. NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. And there's a button on there that's pretty easy to find, a contact button. And so feel free to send a message that way. The other thing I do want to tell people about, and this is just, if you're a fan and you enjoy some of these nutrition talks, the best way to kind of know if they're coming up is on, I usually post on Facebook and also on Instagram. And so you can find me at @nourishednc on Instagram or Nourished Nutrition Counseling on Facebook.
Well, you are definitely the social media person too, and I've really got to get caught up on all of that. My daughters have promised to teach Dad about social media, but as yet they have yet to do so. So I'm looking forward to that training. Hopefully that'll be coming up here within the next few weeks, because I really need to get caught up on that, because there's a lot of information that I'm missing out on. Even pictures. I've got two sons out in California, and they're sharing pictures and stuff, and I don't get to see those because I'm not on any of the social media. So I think it'd be good for me to finally learn about that. Jennifer, I want to ask you about a couple of the things that your children like to eat, because I think the big struggle for a lot of parents is just getting picky children to eat. What kinds of things do your children like to eat?
Well, of course, they like all the normal, kid foods. They like everything with lots of pasta and bread and cheese. Mm-hmm. they're the things that they really enjoy. But I don't really cook differently for my children. So they eat what we eat, and I don't have a rule, that they have to clean their plate or anything, but they do have to try everything. And I'm pretty lucky. My kids really enjoy most vegetables, so that's helpful. I'm sometimes a little bit sneaky about vegetables, and I put them in foods that they don't really know that those vegetables are in there. So actually on my website, I just posted this one last week or the week before, but I made a meatloaf that actually had broccoli in it, and it was delicious. Everybody loved it. The kids, of course, they knew that there was broccoli in it, but it actually tasted really good. And the broccoli actually made it really moist, and it was just delicious. I was so impressed with the way it turned out. Usually when I make a recipe for the first time, I don't have high expectations. Usually I have to modify it, but this one actually turned out really nice the first time. So sometimes I hide things. This week I made some zucchini bread. That was delicious. They loved it. I made it with a little less sugar, whole wheat flour, and some zucchini, but they really enjoyed that one too. So, I think the key is variety. It's hard to get kids to eat and to try different things. I'm definitely not opposed to bribing. Uh-huh. I do that with my kids fairly frequently. If you eat this and you do a good job and you have a good attitude, you can have an ice cream bar or something after dinner. I'm not opposed to bribing for sure.
If a child participates in cooking something, like I remember one of my three younger sisters did not like carrots. Yet when she was involved, my mom got her involved in cooking, and she would saute the carrots. She ate them just fine. Does something about cooking them make them easier to eat?
Yes. And I think the whole process of just involving the kids, I think it does. It gets them excited about trying new things. It gets them excited about, you know, they have this sense of pride that they helped create, you know, this food that's sitting in front of them. And so I think there's something really almost magical about that. I think it's really helpful.
That's good stuff. We're going to talk about healthy snack options for kids when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. More with Jennifer Bryant right after these messages.
This is Chip Lesko. You know that Star 88 and KNKT are sponsoring a mission trip to Uganda in October. We'll be working with Bev Rich at the Called Christians compound in Jinja. I'll be leading this mission, and it will be no tourist trip. Here's the plan. We'll be doing prison, hospital, and slum work in Jinja, also taking a tent with us and a sound system to go to several villages and conduct evangelistic crusades, conferences, and children's church. So we'll work hard, but we'll also play hard. We'll have a chance to take a boat ride on Lake Victoria and see the start of the Nile River. Another highlight will be two trips into a big game park on safari. This is going to be a unique and productive trip, and we still have places available for you to go and to serve. If you want more information and an application, email me at studio@star88.fm. That's studio@star88.fm. The dates are October 1st through October 19th of 2020.
Staying hydrated. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of Vision for Life. One of the most important foundations of athletic performance is hydration. If an athlete isn't hydrated properly, their performance on the field, on the court, even on the pitch will suffer. You know, when I was on a jog recently, I wasn't properly hydrated and I quickly found out. I'd been drinking too many diet sodas and not eating my best, and my body was longing for more water. Just as we need to stay hydrated in the physical realm, we need to be hydrated in the spiritual realm. The scripture calls us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This isn't some sort of out-of-body religious experience, but a simple request to be filled by the Lord. Ephesians 5:18 states, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." Stay hydrated by asking the Lord to fill you with the Spirit today.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Nutritionist Jennifer Bryant on the phone with us this afternoon. I shouldn't say phone. I should say computer, Skype, working very well. You sound excellent, like we're in the studio together. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today.
Good. Thanks, Jim.
You went out of your way to, again, perfect the technology. So this teaching at home thing is really working amazing. And I know it's a lot of work. So in one sense, though, I don't have a lot of sympathy because I've been there and done that. Didn't have to go through a COVID pandemic. But I always hear parents talking about how hard it is to raise kids. And there is no doubt it is absolutely a challenge. But it also brings you great joy. And when they grow up and they're grown up, you get to see them go on with life and be successful and have their own kids. I'm not a grandfather yet, but hoping that comes up pretty soon. And we're looking forward to all of that. So it's going to be quite a journey for you. Jennifer, I want to ask you about snacks. And I always bring this up. You're probably sick of me bringing it up. But I've once upon a time, I think our first show, I asked you about Pop-Tarts because I like them. I like to eat them. And you looked at me and you said, Jim, anything that can stay on a shelf that is not refrigerated for 6 months and not deteriorate, you don't want to eat that.
Yes, I remember that conversation.
Well, and I have not eaten a Pop-Tart since. I'll tell you one other funny story. I used to like to eat Cheetos. Of course, they turn your fingers orange and whatever, but I was eating Cheetos one day and my dad said to me, have you ever seen what those will look like if you throw them on the lawn in the evening and the next morning when there's dew on the lawn, I want you to look at what those Cheetos look like. So I did it one time and I came out and there were these worm looking, white puffy things on the lawn. And I thought, that's gross. I'm never eating another one of these Cheetos again in my life.
It sounds like a good science experiment.
Yeah, well, all you have to do, I did this the other day. I had somebody stop by the house and drop off a bag of McDonald's fries. Now, I don't know if most people, I don't know how good they are for you, but hot McDonald's fries are pretty tasty in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had a McDonald's fry that's been in a bag for about an hour before I ate it in a long time. I'm not eating too many McDonald's fries.
Not so good anymore after that.
Yeah. Just so I don't know if it's correct to age food to see what it looks like. But sometimes when you do that, it's not too appetizing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about snacks for kids. What kinds of things are healthier snack options? Since most of us are staying home and you like to give the kids something to eat every couple hours.
Yeah, it's so funny. I have had a new experience with snacks since the stay-at-home order. You know, we'll have lunch and, you know, 30, 45 minutes after lunch, my daughter is coming in, Mom, is it snack time yet? And I'm thinking, no, you just had lunch. I cannot believe that you were hungry already, you know. So we have a couple of things, and I've thought about this a lot because so many of my friends are saying that they're buying all these snacks for their kids. And so I was thinking to myself, you know, is that really what we want to be doing? Is that really a good thing? Should we be snacking? Should we not be snacking? So, you know, whether or not you have kids, you know, I think it's an interesting question to think about since, you know, a lot of us are staying at home and working from home right now. I think there's more of a tendency to graze and to snack right now. And so I think it's a really good question. So the first thing that I would say is really think about, you know, are you actually feeling hungry? And so this is a question that it's often really hard for adults to even answer a lot of the times, right? So we have this innate ability to determine our hunger when we're kids, but that seems to kind of go away as we get a little bit older, and most of it's our fault, right? Because we stop paying attention or because we're eating when we're not hungry often. And so our body's natural, you know, way of regulating our appetite sort of goes away with time. And so I think that's the first question is, am I really truly physically hungry? And so, you know, that's a great question. And actually I have some resources on my website, some articles and things that might help you answer that. But that's the first question. And then the second question you want to think about is that snack providing nutrition for me? Okay. Mm-hmm. So other than calories, am I actually getting a benefit from that food that I'm eating? Is it benefiting my physical body? Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of things to think about that. One of my favorite and easiest rules is always, always, always try to include a fresh fruit or vegetable with a snack. So you can't just have the crackers and cheese. You've got to have a few crackers and cheese with maybe an apple. Or, you know, don't just have the peanut butter and crackers. Instead, maybe have some celery and peanut butter. Mm-hmm. So trying to think about just incorporating a little bit more fresh food with that snack has been really helpful for me and also for my kids. And one of the things that I've started doing since we're at home is we'll have set snack times. So usually in the morning we have like a 9:45 or 10 o'clock snack. And then in the afternoon we'll have a 3 o'clock snack. And so the kids know now, I have hopefully trained them. I know that we have exceptions to this, but they know not to even ask for a snack before it's snack time. And then we have a drawer in our fridge that has already prepared carrots, cucumber slices. It has apples. Sometimes it has those little oranges, maybe berries. And so they can have a snack at that time, but they always have to pick one thing from that drawer. They have to pick a fresh fruit or vegetable, and then they can also have, you know, whatever else they're wanting, like a cracker or a cookie or something like that.
Right. Are you having any trouble shopping for these ingredients now because of COVID?
You know, I'm really not. The only thing that I have not been able to find everywhere still is chicken breasts. I don't know why everyone loaded up their freezer on chicken breasts, I guess.
You know, I found some yesterday at Sprouts. Still like just $2.19 a pound. They were $1.99 before all this started, so they're a little bit more expensive, but they were still a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So yeah, you can still find them. I think it was Costco hasn't had them for the last few weeks that I've been, but in terms of fresh foods, I really have not had any trouble, finding my normal foods now. It's great. I feel like everything's kind of calmed down a little bit and we have the supply that we know. My biggest challenge, I should say, is, eating that fresh produce before it goes bad. So I've been trying to do that a little bit more systematically where, you know, we'll eat the strawberries first because those are the things that go bad, mm-hmm. you know, and then we'll save the orange or the apples for a little bit later on in the week, that kind of thing. So you do have to plan a little bit that way. But
are there some fruits that are better for kids than others?
You know, that's a good question, Jim. In general, no. But of course, there's always exceptions to that no answer. So bananas tend to be a little bit higher in sugar than the rest of the fruits. And so that would just be one to, you know, maybe just watch the portion a little bit. Not that you shouldn't be eating them, but maybe buy the smallest bananas that you can find. That's usually what I do. Or if you can't find any that are smaller, cut the large ones in half. Mm. And then the other exception to that would be like dried fruit. Like raisins or dried cranberries. Dried fruits are a more concentrated source of sugar as well. So not that you can't eat them, but you want to kind of watch your portion on some of those.
You bet. You bet. Well, let's talk now about other factors that contribute to overall health. I know that you've mentioned in the past that a lot of people don't eat intentionally or right. with intention. I'm not sure exactly how you phrased it, but the gist of that is we sit on the couch and we just start, you know, we have popcorn, we have chips, we have all this stuff that we're just eating mindlessly.
Yes. Yes. So mindful eating is really important. I call it intentional eating, mindful eating, either way. It simply just means paying attention. So instead of not thinking about what you're eating, you're actually paying attention to your food, you're enjoying your food. There's a lot of research that shows that we get more satisfaction from the food that we're eating when we actually sit down and we think about what we're eating. So I think that's a really important factor into, you know, how much we eat, what we eat, all of those things. That's a kind of, you know, if you feel struggling with, the mindless eating aspect, you know, I think of, I can sit on the couch while I'm watching a movie and, you know, eat a big bowl of popcorn and I don't even know that I did it. You know, like I didn't even think about it. I was watching something else and I have no idea that I just ate that.
Yeah. So
I think just paying attention is important. I have a quick story that I wanted to share actually from one of my clients this week. He is diabetic. He's on of medications. And so we're working to manage his blood sugars. And then also his other goal is he does want to lose a little bit of weight. And he's been really successful so far with both of them. And this week though, we were talking and he says, Jennifer, my blood sugars have been a little bit higher in the mornings than they usually are. And this was a significant jump. We're talking like 20-30 points higher than usual. And there was no explanation in terms of what he was eating that would tell us why this is happening. He was eating the same things. He was doing the same things. And so I asked him, I said, well, you know, how's your sleep been the last week or so? And he kind of just paused for a minute. He said, oh, And I said, well, what's been happening, you know, with your sleep? Well, he has sleep apnea as well. And what happened was his CPAP machine actually broke. And so he had not been sleeping as well. And his blood sugars were very, very responsive to that lack of sleep. And they went up fairly significantly. And so we just had this great conversation about, you know, there's lots of other things that affect our health, you know, so we're focusing today on nutrition, but we want to always be mindful of what is our sleep doing? And we know that when we're not sleeping as much, we are hungrier. We have more cravings, especially for carbohydrates. So sleep actually, even if it affects our overall health, but it also affects our nutrition and what we're eating. And we know stress does a lot of similar things. There's a lot of stress hormones that are produced that cause lots of ill health effects. And, you know, I always tell my clients too, that when you are under a lot of stress, it's really not a good time to lose weight because, your body just is not in a good physical state at that point. So stress is really important. And then, of course, you know, Jim, because this is one of your passions, but exercise is also really important. So I think, you know, other than nutrition, we want to be thinking about all of these other factors that affect our health as well.
You know, Jennifer, I was going to say exercise, though, seems to me to help improve sleep, and it definitely reduces stress. But the contradiction for me is when I exercise a lot, I get really hungry.
Yes.
Is there a way to curb that a little bit?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you can do. The hunger is definitely a factor when you increase your activity. And I always say that the solution to physical hunger is to eat, right? But what you eat is really, really important. And so there are a lot of foods that can make you, that can satisfy that hunger a lot better than other foods. So for example, and one thing to really keep in mind is that it takes our brain about 20 minutes to get that signal from our digestive system that we are full. So one of the things that ends up happening is when we're feeling really hungry, we eat really fast and we tend to eat more than we need because we're eating so quickly. Our brain doesn't have that signal that we're full. And so that's something to think about is, can I slow down a little bit when I eat? And then the other thing is, you know, we really want to think about having a really well-balanced meal because a lot of our appetite hormones that tell us that we're full, they are released in response to different nutrients. So for example, you have a couple of hormones that are released when you eat carbohydrates. You have a couple different ones that are released when you eat fats. And then you have even different ones released when you eat protein. And so if you have a well-balanced meal with all of the macronutrients is what we call them, the carbs, the protein, and the fat, then you're going to have a greater sense of satisfaction with that meal.
Yeah. Well, I want to come back, Jennifer, after we take a break and ask you a bunch more questions. But the one I want to start with is I have a friend that talked me into trying a supplement to improve my gut health and just swears by it, says that it's improved the way he feels and his digestion and all these different things. So I sent you kind of an outline of the ingredients of this supplement, and I want to talk about supplements when we come back. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. Jennifer Bryant will be back. Stay with us.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you ride the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Times are tough and getting tougher. New Mexico's worked hard to stand strong, but Democrat leaders are failing us. The left is playing with our lives, using coronavirus to cram socialism down our throats. We've had enough, and Jared Vanderdusen's ready to fight back. A native son of New Mexico, Jared Vanderdusen will do whatever it takes to get our state back on the path to health and prosperity. Step one. Vanderdusen will take on the socialist threat in Congress, stopping their dangerous schemes in their tracks. Step two, Vanderdusen will punish the Chinese government for their lies about coronavirus, introducing legislation to hold them accountable on day one. Step three, Vanderdusen will stand up to the liberal media and hold them responsible for sabotaging President Trump at every turn. For our health, our safety, our future. Jared Vanderdusen for Congress.
I'm Jared Vanderdusen, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jared for New Mexico.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, on Skype with us today on ABQ Connect. Jennifer, I'm on nourishnutritioncounseling.com right now looking at the free recipes that you offer, and I go to Nourish Nutrition Counseling, click on Helpful Tools, and come right up with this beautiful picture of Asian lettuce wraps.
Yes, that was one of my new dinners that I tried last week, and it was so funny because my husband just turned his nose up at it. And then I said, well, do you at least want to try it? And he said, okay. And he's pretty good about trying things even if he doesn't think he's going to like them, you know. Uh-huh. And so he tried it, and he ended up eating three or four of them.
Oh,
he just loved
good.
It so much.
Well, and I'm looking here. It's got Parmesan cheese. It's gluten-free. I mean, it's got a lot of really good stuff in it, and it looks delicious. Boy, you take good – as well as you cook, you also take pretty good pictures, young lady.
You know, well, you know, that's funny that you say that, Jim. If you go back on my website to some of the very early recipes that I posted, they're definitely not as good.
So hey, and there's also ground.
It's been a learning process for me, for sure.
you're doing a great job. Ground turkey and veggie meatloaf.
Yes,
And I'm seeing a little
the meatloaf I was talking about.
Yeah, that looks
show.
Really yep. good. And then there's a how to improve immunity during COVID-19, and it's a plate full of berries, broccoli slaw. That looks absolutely terrific. I cooked for my girls here a couple of weeks ago your Parmesan chicken.
Oh, yes, that is one of my favorites.
Yeah, they loved it. They thought it was mm-hmm. tremendous. And then you've got mineral broth and green chili chicken soup, and all of these things are free. The Parmesan baked chicken strips, there they are right on the website. So I want to bring everybody to your website, nourishnutritioncounseling.com. And a little bit later in the program, here in our last segment, we're going to talk about how you take people through your counseling program and what that all entails, and we'll talk about that in great detail. But before we do that, I want to get back to my point about I'm trying a supplement right now. It's called Symbiotic 365. It's a combination of all the B vitamins and I think 15 different bacteria as probiotics. And then it also has what it advertises as a fiber that helps the bacteria. It feeds the bacteria once you take one of these things, and you take one of them a day. Talk to me about how you react to people that say this kind of thing to you.
who asked me about supplements.
Yes.
You mean, or,
yeah.
Well, so supplements, I think it's important to remember what you're saying when you say the word supplement, right? It's not, it is not meant to replace a healthy diet. It is supposed to supplement your already healthy diet, right? So I think that's the first thing that people need to think about. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, I'm going to take the supplement and it's going to, you know, fix all of my problems. My husband used to say, why can't I just take a multivitamin and drink Dr. Pepper all day? You know,
so I like him already.
So you don't want it to replace an otherwise healthy diet. You want it to supplement in areas that you may be lacking. So probiotics, I think, are a really great option for a lot of people. I am always, always a fan of trying to get the nutrients you need through food. So before recommending a probiotic supplement, I would say, is there any possible way you could eat probiotics on a regular basis? And there's a lot of really good research that shows that consistency with probiotics is a lot more important than quantity. So, for example, you want to be just having a little bit every single day instead of, you know, taking 100 billion CFUs once a week or something. It's more important that you have it every single day. Mm-hmm. So that being said, if there's somebody that just, you know, they really don't like yogurt, they don't like kefir, they don't like any of the other fermented food choices out there, then I would definitely recommend taking a probiotic supplement of some sort, especially if they have some digestive issues happening, or if there is, probiotics are actually really shown to help with a lot of different health issues, not just digestive issues, which this is one of the major research areas right now that I find so interesting. But there's some research that shows that certain strains actually help with brain function and mental health. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at possibly improving, I'm missing the word right now, Alzheimer's. Oh, dementia. <yeah. laughs> I might need to take that probiotic myself since I can't remember the word. So brain health and mental health. And then there's also a couple that have been shown to really help with the immune system. So there's lots of benefits. But it really does depend on the strain. Mm-hmm. So Jim, this supplement that you sent me, one of the things that I see, the first thing that I notice is how concentrated it is. And so the one that you sent me shows that it has 20 billion CFUs. Mm-hmm. And what that CFU stands for is it stands for colony forming units. Mm-hmm. And so basically it's just telling you how much probiotic is in this supplement. And so typically I would recommend somewhere between 10 and 50 billion CFUs, depending on the person. Mm-hmm. So 20 billion would fit, you know, with that recommendation. So that seems like a good start for this supplement. The other thing that I like about this one is so it'll tell us the specific probiotic. So, for example, the first one is Lactobacillus gasseri. And so that's the specific probiotic. But then what's actually helpful is the strain of it, which is that next piece of it. So in this example, it says BNR 17. And so that's telling us the specific strain. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I really like to do, and if you have time, some of you have a little more time on your hands, is I actually really like to search for these specific strains and see if there's been any research on them and see if they've been found helpful for any specific conditions. And so that's definitely a good sign that they have those letters and numbers even after the specific probiotics. So that's a good thing. So I would say overall, this supplement, Jim, that you sent me looks pretty good. You know, the other thing that I would just say maybe as a caution for people is with the B vitamins. You know, this is a B complex basically and a probiotic blend, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But if you're also taking a multivitamin, mm-hmm. then that's a concern potentially, because now you're taking B vitamins in this supplement as well as in a multivitamin. And usually with B vitamins, it's not too much of a concern because they are water soluble. So anything extra you get rid of quickly in your urine. But it can be a problem still if you're getting really significant amounts. So that would be just the one thing that I would say as a caution to people. Just be careful, you know, with supplements that you're not overdoing it. And in fact, I was actually at my doctor's office before this stay-at-home order started just for my annual visit. And she was telling me that she's seen a lot of an increase in vitamin D toxicity because people are just taking so much of it and they're not paying attention to how much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so like this supplement that you sent me, Jim, doesn't have vitamin D in it. But for example, some people are taking like a calcium and a vitamin D combination, and they're also taking a multivitamin, and it's also in their protein shake that they're drinking or whatever. And what happens is it really builds up in the body over time. And so especially with supplements, we have to be careful that we're not overdoing them.
Well, let me skip down on my list here. I want to ask you about, is there testing available to determine whether or not you might need a supplement?
Yes, definitely. So most primary care doctors are actually doing vitamin D testing fairly regularly now because of all the research that's been done the last 10 or 15 years. We're really seeing that that vitamin is really very important. And so for lots of areas of health. And so doctors are testing it a lot frequently, which I think is great. So that's a really common one that you can get tested. You can get tested any vitamin or mineral in your blood. You can request that from your doctor. And then there are lots of online companies as well that you can simply pay out of pocket for testing, which for some of these, unless there's a concern for a deficiency, the insurance isn't necessarily going to cover testing. So a lot of times you will have to be paying out of pocket for some of these, but most of them are fairly reasonable. I mean, you're talking $15 to $30 per vitamin. So depending on which one you want to get tested, you know, you have a little bit of a cost, but it may be worth it depending on what you're looking for information.
You bet. We're going to have one more segment with Jennifer. We're going to take a break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we do really appreciate them. They help us put forth the ministry and get the word out from Jennifer Bryant and others. So thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
This week on Bless Israel with Yael Eckstein, the president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
It's an extraordinary time. The virus that the world is fighting together, and the fellowship is really God's messengers right now on the ground in Israel. That if we had a calling, if we had a mission every single day of the year, it was to let the Jewish people know that they're not alone. For Jews and Christians to come together in shared values, to say, we are there for one another.
Discover how you can bless Israel and God's chosen people. Join us for Bless Israel, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews at helpjewishpeople.org.
Star 88, KNKT, and our friends at Latitudes and Monroe's are honoring the heroes in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho.
You're listening to your live and local radio station. I'm Carlos, and I've got Pastor Jesse Lusco from Calvary on the line with me today. We talked about how he was the ambassador taking some lunch goodies over to one of our local hospitals last week.
I went and just when I knocked on the door, and just this look of surprise that was on his face. He was overjoyed and surprised. And you could tell maybe nothing like that had happened, at least not recently. And so he was just stoked, and he called for all of his buddies, and they were just pumped to have a delicious lunch and just kind of have the community vibe and the appreciation.
That's so good.
That's Pastor Jesse Lusco from Calvary Church. Star 88, KNKT, Monroe's, and Latitudes. Live and local. Loving our first responder heroes in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. Thanks to our friends at Latitudes Monroe's.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, NourishNutritionCounseling.com is her business, and you can get all kinds of free information. The recipes, I love to go to your website and get those, but people can also sign up for your newsletter, right, Jennifer? How do they do that?
Yes, absolutely. That's actually a really great tool. I'm right in the middle right now of an 8-week food and faith challenge. Mm. So just kind of looking at, you know, some biblical concepts and how they relate to how we feed and take care of our bodies. Let's see, this coming week is week 6. So we've got 3 more weeks left. And that's a really great, it's been a really great challenge. I've had a lot of really good feedback from people about that. So if you want to be a part of that, it's really simple. Just go to the website, nourishednutritioncounseling.com, and click on the top. There's a newsletter tab, and you just enter your email, and you're all signed up. And you can unsubscribe at any time. So even if you just want to, you know, kind of check it out for a week or two, and then, you know, I send an email every Tuesday usually, and it usually has a recipe and hopefully something encouraging or helpful for people following along. So,
yeah, that's really neat. Jennifer, I have my parents, I just love my parents. They're just amazing. But of course they're kind of isolated. They're older, in their 80s, and I want to provide them some meals, but course, what we're cooking around our house are things like green chili stew with green chili. And I kind of want to ask you about how medicines they're taking might affect the nutrients that they need for good health. But I want to ask you about food that we might consider making for elderly people and what we have to be careful of.
Oh, that's a really good question, Jim. There's actually so many examples. And this is a really great place for information that most people just don't even think about or look at. But when you go to the pharmacy and you pick up your prescription, you know that page in there that has like three or four pages of information?
Mm-hmm.
That information is actually really helpful. It will tell you if there is a nutrient that is likely to be depleted from taking that medication. So I can give you a couple examples. So like an over-the-counter antacid, so like a Tums or something to eliminate heartburn, it actually prevents the absorption of iron. And
oh, wow.
Also possibly folic acid and zinc, because it's reducing your stomach acid. And iron and folic acid and zinc, they all need acid to be absorbed. So that's just an example, of course. And then there's a lot of other ones, but one of the other really common ones is if you're taking a metformin, which is a drug to help reduce blood sugars. A lot of times they'll prescribe this if you have prediabetes, if you have diabetes, or even if you have like a polycystic ovarian syndrome or another illness that raises your blood sugar levels a little bit. Metformin is a common drug for that. And what we see with that is a high rate of vitamin B12 deficiency. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of examples like that with common medications and things, but the best resource is really to look at that prescription information when you pick up your prescription, or ask the pharmacist when you pick it up. So, you know, when you go and you pick it up and they ask you, do you have any questions about your medication? Next time, say yes and ask the pharmacist that specific question, because there are so many different drugs and different interactions. But that's definitely a good consideration, Jim. And I think most people that are on a prescription medication, they would be really, really helped if they were to just ask that question next time they go pick up their medication.
So if our listeners really want to improve the way they eat, maybe they want to decrease body fat. See, I've learned from you. I'm not talking about losing weight. I'm talking about decreasing body fat. You thought I hadn't learned anything, Jennifer. I'm learning.
No, I know you have.
I'm learning. So tell us about the process that you would take one of our listeners through if they contacted you and reached out to you about your counseling program.
Yeah. So first of all, just to let everybody know, it's just me. I am a small little business here in Albuquerque. When you hit that contact button on my website, you are emailing me directly. So I don't have, you know, I don't have an assistant. I don't have a secretary. I don't have anybody else. It's just me. So, you know, feel free if you have any questions, just hit that contact button and send it to me. I'm really happy to start a conversation about that. You know, typically what I like to do is I like to actually have a phone conversation with people before I take them on as a new client. I want to make sure that I feel like I can help them, and I want to make sure that they're comfortable working with me. And so I like to do that. I do a 20 to 30 minute free phone consultation just to kind of get an idea of what the person is looking for, what are their goals, and then to get them set up with the right kind of a program. So I think, you know, that's probably the best way, is to contact me, and then we can get that free phone visit scheduled. And then after that, you know, it's really up to the person how often they want to be meeting, what kind of package they want to choose. And then I also do the genetic testing for nutrition, which is a really cool thing. I've been doing that for about 2 years now, and it really gives us some neat information to apply to the plan that we establish for the person. So that's been a really fun thing that I've been doing. And all of that information is on the website, so people can get a little more information even before they contact me about that. But I wanted to just say one thing too about, you're right, Jim, it's not about losing weight. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just share a quick story of one of my other clients that I was working with. And she's probably about to graduate here pretty soon, which I'm sad about, because I really have enjoyed working with her. But we've been working together for not quite a year. We started last August, and she had been diagnosed with endometrial cancer, and she was in remission, but she really wanted to improve the way she was eating so that she could prevent it from coming back. And then she also has rheumatoid arthritis, and so she really wanted to work on eating an anti-inflammatory diet, and she really wanted to lower her blood pressure as well. So one of my favorite things about her is that her focus was all about health. Mm-hmm. She wanted to treat her body as best as possible. She wanted to prevent that cancer from coming back. She wanted to get off of some of her blood pressure medication and her arthritis medication. So she really had some really good motivation for that. And so, you know, initially we worked on just a couple of really small things. We started incorporating more vegetables. She started watching portion sizes, and she started eating mindfully, mm-hmm. which is one of the things we were just talking about. And so this was last August. She has now lost 50 pounds, Jim. Oh, and she wasn't even thinking about weight loss, right? Mm-hmm. And her last visit, she went to her doctor, and her doctor was like, "Oh my goodness, your blood pressure is actually low. We need to get you off of this medication." And so she was able to completely get off of her blood pressure medication. And she always tells me she feels so much better. She doesn't have as much arthritis pain, mm-hmm. and she has so much more energy. And so she's one of the great success stories, because she just has made so much great progress. But I just really want to emphasize that her focus was not at all about weight. Mm-hmm. She was really just concerned about improving her health. And that's really what it's all about.
And it's resulted in some nice weight loss. And hey, I've got an email here. I don't know if we only got about a minute left. We might have to talk about this next time. But I don't know if I can say this right, but a listener has emailed me about a product, a compound that it's like a cream that you rub on your joints called acetylglutathione.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of that?
I do know about glutathione, yes.
And is that something good?
So yeah, glutathione is a really powerful antioxidant. You know, as far as a topical cream, that's interesting. I don't know a lot about that specifically. I'm mm-hmm. assuming that there is some absorption topically, but actually I would probably recommend taking an oral form of glutathione for a little bit better result.
I'm hearing what they're saying here is that I guess a lot of people that have arthritis are seeing a lot of success with using the product. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. So potentially that's very possible. Like I said, there's possibly some absorption through the skin, mm-hmm. and you're applying it directly to the joint area, I assume. So that's great if that's working. Glutathione is actually very prevalent in a lot of our foods too.
Oh, okay.
So if you're eating, you know, a healthy diet, specifically, you're going to find that in some good lean protein foods. Mm-hmm. So, like chicken, fish, you're going to find glutathione in both of those. So that's a really good way to help your pain as well.
Well, Jennifer, you're always gracious to be with us on the program. Lots of great information today. Is it too late for people to get involved in your little newsletter thing that you're sending
out? No. Like I said, it's ongoing. I'm doing this 8-week challenge right now, but, it will definitely be, I will continue doing newsletters after this challenge is over. So, please sign up. That's a really great way to stay in touch and to see what's going on too. So
thank you, Jennifer. We'll talk to
you
in a few weeks.
Okay. Bye.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.